What is up,
Hi.
everyone? It is me and Nikki, obviously. We're jumping in today to talk about water consumption, the fun stuff, the good parts of our nutrition. First off, how is your open going?
My open is going, one went better than expected, and one went worse than expected. So my hope, I have two hopes and dreams for tonight. And one of them is double unders and sets of 10 or less. And my second is that there's only one scoring opportunity, not two. Because I don't want half the open to be on one day. So those are my hopes and dreams. But otherwise, it's going fine. How's yours going?
It's good. It's good. It's so I've just been pretty much lifting very, very low level cardio for the last 7 months. And last week and this week were
all cardio.
The only two Metcons I've done in 7 months. And they were good. I mean, I went easy with them. Like, I didn't try to kill myself, and I did a lot better than I expected on both. So
you did great on that second one. If you haven't done any cardio.
Yeah, that's the car, the engine piece is something I've had. So I went to go work on strength for a little bit.
Oh, interesting. I'm sort of rehabbing a shoulder thing, and the wall walks on the way down got really hard, and everyone was talking about the wall walks on the way up, and I breezed up, and then the way down I was like having some stabilization. Like, getting down was really a lot of work.
Yeah, and the wall walks are usually pretty good separators, and surprisingly for myself, for instance, I've been working a lot on upper body stuff. My upper body is super weak compared to everything else.
Yeah,
and the wall walks this year didn't phase. It was good they were in sets of three. I think sets of four would have been a little bit worse.
Oh, totally. And I think that actually might have been the first time I did them in a, maybe the second time I've done them in a workout. Last year when they came up, I didn't have double unders. So I did one wall walk for my workout. And then we did one this year, but we didn't put tape down. So I think that was like my first legit wall walk workout.
I think we're going to see thrusters.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, thrusters are a classic open movement and a good separator too.
I think we're going to see pull-ups to chest to bar muscle-ups.
God, I hope not. I haven't done kipping pull-ups in forever.
I mean, there's got to be something on the rig. There's got to be.
We'll see.
There's got to be the equipment list. We haven't used a rig and we haven't used a jump rope.
Yeah, I think they're trying to keep it super simple.
So you think it's going to be like thrusters and double unders?
Something like that. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know if they said they didn't say a rower was going to be in this year, did they?
It's not in it. Yeah.
Thrusters and double unders, maybe. Toes to bar, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Thrusters and toes to bar would be super shitty.
We did toes to bar yesterday and mine fell apart really fast. So we'll see.
Man, this is another thing I haven't done in 7 months. So,
you'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I hope it's
thanks, you too.
All right. So tell us a little bit. I think you threw out a little bit of a challenge the other day. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what the goal is for this month on the nutrition piece in the group.
So thinking about water is really important because our body's made up so much of water. So theoretically, we get more in and then more comes out. Like, you sweat more if you drink more. Your cell walls are more permeable and they can let moisture come in and out of them if you drink more water. And it just helps everything flow better. You go to the bathroom easier. All the ways of going to the bathroom are easier when you drink more water because it flushes everything out of your body. So you don't want too much water. I mean, there is such a thing as too much water, but to have enough is interesting. And it is a worthy goal. So 8 cups is often not enough. So you have to watch your body. I posted a urine chart so you could see if you're where you are on that continuum and what you need, and you'll learn your body. I end up personally drinking a lot of electrolytes because I drink a lot of water. And so I don't want to flush all the salt out of my body as everything gets flushed out. So I use a powder called Ultima mostly. And I use LMNT because they both don't have a lot of additives in them. I do my best to avoid artificial colors and artificial sweeteners. And these have a little bit of stevia in them. What's that?
I love some artificial sweeteners.
You love them.
That's I think that's super, super interesting, because I'm not inverse of that. I use a lot of salt on my food.
I do too.
Because of that.
Yeah.
It's offsets, not offsets, but helps balance out the equation, given I tend to drink about a gallon a day, sometimes more, sometimes it's a gallon and a half. In the summer, it's probably pushing a gallon and a half, which is.
You sweat a lot?
Yeah. In the summer, especially. Yeah. And I don't want to say I do it by feel, but it's just kind of a thing. I just try to keep a pretty consistent stream.
So that's why that urine chart is helpful. It's just a way of self-checking yourself throughout the day to see if you're doing it by feel, is making, you know, if everything's the right color.
Right. And I think that's good. And I think people would notice, like, bouts of high intensity. So I used to, when I used to run long distances, I'd have water, I'd have electrolytes and do all that stuff. But even after those long, like super long runs, it would get down to a little bit darker color than normal, be kind of dehydrated. And I've seen those on days with longer Metcons, like a workout where we have a nice hard, like maybe lifting session, and then go into like a 15 or 20 minute Metcon.
Yeah.
Hot. And then at the end of that, like you have to go to the bathroom and you're at like a.
Right. And like when it's humid, you guys get humidity too, right?
Yeah. A lot of humidity here. So, you know, I think I go off of like what my dad used to drink. He used to drink no water whatsoever. It's like one 12-ounce bottle of water a day.
It's crazy how little people can drink. Yeah. Really.
And I think it's important to be aware of it. And the more aware that we are of that, the easier it is to get down. Because a common thing, when you try to get somebody drinking more water, you know, the common complaint is, well, that's a lot of water, or I'm peeing a lot, or
I pee every hour.
Yeah.
Like literally once an hour.
Sometimes it's like two or three, you know, it just depends. Yeah. I chug a bunch in the morning when I get up, so I don't have to drink so much in the evening. I try to cut it off by about 4.
Absolutely. Five. Yeah.
A lot. I still have some in the evening, but I try to cut it off like a whole bunch. So like, what are some, let's talk about like, strategies maybe for upping your water consumption for those that maybe have a hard time.
Yeah.
Water.
Well, my favorite strategy is to always have a full glass of water, like in my view, is my favorite. And as soon as I down it, you see, I have like lemon electrolytes in here, and I like these jars because they have it marked how much it is. So I actually tally my water through the day. And I know sometimes if my weight is, I weigh myself every day. And if my weight's up one day, sometimes if I didn't drink enough water, I'm like, oh yeah, it was less. I don't aim for a certain number. I do it by feel, but it's always nice for me to go back and have the records. Like, for example, I was having a conversation this morning, like with somebody else who did really well in the first open workout and not as well in the second. So sort of the inverse. And so what did you do that first day that you didn't do, like surrounding the open workout? What did you drink? What did you eat? When did you, you know, like what are all the things surrounding it? And the more record keeping I feel like I have, the more I know what the factors are. So regardless, this is empty. You know, I keep this with me. It's at my desk. Every time it empties, I go to the bathroom and then I fill it up again and leave it full. And there's another, and it's, if I'm not at my desk, it sits next to the sink, which is in the middle of the house. I have little kids, and they're not that little anymore, but as I'm passing through, it's always there. So that's one strategy, is always to keep water in view. When I was trying to build up my water, I would always have water in the car with me, like whatever water bottle. Strategies. I know that if you're aiming for a certain number, people have rubber bands on their water bottle that they keep with them through the day, and they can take them off and try to drink 3 rubber bands worth a day.
That's a good idea. I like that. I used to tick mark on like a cup or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I like the rubber band thing.
Because they're accessible and you're drinking the same water bottle all day long. Like to carry a water bottle with you is one of the best strategies. I'm at home all day, basically.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. Find one that you're comfortable carrying around and stick with that.
The rubber band idea is cool. There are also apps on your phone if you want to tick off when you do it. But I think that's more, it's more if you're aiming, that's like, if you're like, okay, today I'm going to down this three times. This is three cups. I'm going to do this three times today. And so you start there with three rubber bands and take them off.
That's so I have the one that you saw me a couple times. It's a 32 ounce deal. And I try to drink four of those a day. Right. And it's like, I have to keep in my mind, but I can, it's easier to keep track of four versus doing like a 24 ouncer and doing six or something like that. Right. Just like I'll lose track at six. Four is manageable. The one thing for y'all paying attention here, like, I think one of the best ways that I have found to at least guarantee that you get a fair amount of water in throughout the day is starting out with 16 to 32 right when you wake up.
I absolutely agree. First thing I do, wake up, weigh myself. And then after I do that, I drink my two cups of water and have my vitamins.
Yeah.
Like that's like first thing. Then I know that all those things are taken care of. Then my fish oil is far enough for my workout.
But the fish burps.
Totally. Doing devil press and fish burps. No, thank you. And I hope we don't get one arm devil press tonight. You would?
I would pass. Hard pass on that if that shows up. Yeah.
It's not going to.
I think that's one of the best things to do in general is to kickstart your day with 16 to 32 ounces. Simply because it gets things moving, it gets your digestion going, it gets everything working, starts you off on a good foot for your overall consumption.
I had a client who wanted to stop drinking coffee in the morning and she switched to hot water with lemon. And she said that basically affected her digestive system exactly the same as coffee. Got everything moving, got everything started. So she like was the lemon in it. She said it helped her, the fresh lemon juice. Interesting. And the ritual of the coffee with the hot, you know, that was like a.
Yeah. I've gone back and forth on the coffee thing. I don't have too many joys in my life and coffee is one of them. I'm gonna have to save that one for a later date. We can discuss caffeine and coffee consumption down the road.
Okay. And then also another trick is to then after you have the two glasses in the morning, the 16 ounces in the morning, then before each meal, especially if you're trying to cut weight, before you put any food in, you sit down at your meal, you have two cups of water, then you eat. You have the water first.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the benefit of that. What does that do for you?
So what that does is it fills up your belly so that when it, and it, so it sort of helps slow you down when you're eating and then your food won't, your stomach is already stretched a little. So the sensation of fullness happens faster and with less food. Right. So conversely, if you're trying to put on weight, I would separate the water from the food because it's hard to eat that much food sometimes when you're trying to put weight on.
Totally.
I'm at that point in my eating that I'm like,
it's funny because food. Like, anecdotally with this for myself, I don't like liquids when I eat at all.
I absolutely agree with you. Like it, there's the argument that it slows down your digestive juices, but you probably eat a lot of food too.
Yeah, I do. I have to.
Yeah.
I have to keep up, but it's like, it's just, it feels like filler to your point. Like, it's like, it's just in the way, maybe just to swish out something or just get something down if I need to, but like, even like wine or something like that, like I can enjoy a good wine pairing with a good food, but it just, I have just never been a liquid with a food.
Kind you of know food. Anything about the food combining theory, you know, from years and years ago, the people who like were like food, they have all these like theories about food combining and they said, never drink water with your meal. Because of the digestive juice thing. They don't recommend it at all. It's like on their list of.
Yeah, I can believe that too. I mean, it would probably, I can see how it interferes with digestion. And again, from personal experience, if you had a bunch and then you eat something and it gets all sloshy in there, your acids don't get a chance to be, you know, properly for all that stuff.
Yeah. So it's interesting the technique sometimes if you're maintaining weight, gaining weight and losing weight and how you can manipulate your water around your day.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the point of the kickstart your day when you get up, because most of us aren't just pounding a bunch of food right when we get out of bed, but it's a little easier to just start drinking water.
Yeah.
Things going. Yeah. So what are what are some other benefits of just staying hydrated throughout the day?
It helps your brain work better. It helps your mood stay more stable. Your tissues want the water. I mean, I get headaches if I don't drink enough water. I mean, it's just one of the things that the body needs is to stay puffy. You can also tell if you're hydrated by your skin. So it helps you recover faster from your workouts.
Yeah.
Because if you have enough moisture in your tissues, then they can recover from the other work from your workouts.
Yeah, they're more malleable. So a good analogy I heard with that in particular is the comparison to like beef jerky, right?
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, you know, this is dehydrated meat. Now think about yourself as that. Like if you're dehydrated, think about how easy it is really to tear. It's that, you know what I mean? Like if you tear that piece of jerky, right? Versus taking a piece of meat that is fresh, not dehydrated, try to tear that piece of meat and see the difference. So you have a hydrated functioning muscle tissue and a dehydrated muscle tissue, and you can see how damaging it can be.
I love that, like to avoid injury, like to stay hydrated. Yeah, that's cool.
Easily, the two things. So muscle tears, pulls, strains, number one. And then
also the transport of nutrients into those muscles.
Yeah, that's a big one. And to that point, rhabdo. People that are dehydrated are more likely to get rhabdo than people that are not.
So you've heard like on Memorial Day, everybody goes and does Murph and then they go to a big barbecue and it's hot for the first time of the year. They go to a barbecue and they drink a bunch. So the alcohol is dehydrating. You're hot and you haven't been hot for so long. And then you've just done this and then you get rhabdo because you're dehydrated.
You go do a bunch of pull-ups and push-ups, high rep stuff, and then pound a bunch of beers.
Yeah.
With a bunch of salt and not enough water. It's a dangerous combination. And that's why it's again, it's beneficial to be consistent. And something to think about with all of that is one day of drinking a gallon of water is not the solution, right? It's just like anything else. It's you have to be consistent with it for it to really matter.
Absolutely.
Day in, day out.
I'm going to tell you, I've been eating the same amount of calories every day for like a year and a half, maybe. And the last 3 weeks, I'm full. It took a really long time of eating enough food to feel like this is a lot of food. It took like a year of eating this much food to think it's a lot, like to feel like it's enough, you know, like I'm saturated.
Yeah.
Like to be saturated of water. It's interesting to use that as the same analogy.
Yeah. And so something, again, I base a lot of this on just personal experience, but one of the benefits, so we get people drinking more water right out of the gate, right? Like one of the things, like, hey, if you're not sleeping well, like it's water consumption is low hanging fruit, right? It's like drink more water. How much are you having in a day? Oh, you have 6 cups of coffee and 1 cup of water. Okay. We need to start.
It is low hanging fruit for your nutrition and diet and overall health. That's absolutely what it is.
Yeah. It's an easy solution to just start snowballing into a better nutritional piece, right? Like mm-hmm. It's just be consistent with it. Now, something I have found, allergies tend to do better when you're hydrated. Inflammation. So like I get inflammation up in my nose a lot from living in Texas with all the shit that's around here. But the more hydrated I am consistently, the less inflamed that I am overall.
I totally agree. And I agree that it makes your body fight infections that are flying around in the air better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just get, you breathe it, you like get the infection comes, you have the dropules of whatever it is and you just flush it through your body.
And it has to do with the ability of just being hydrated, I guess. I mean, it's able to absorb and expel stuff a lot easier. And then on the note of having to pee a lot, that goes away, you know, like it, when you first start out, think about when you first start out, right? It's like you're peeing every, you're like, oh, I'm peeing every 20 minutes. I mean, it changes.
Fine. Okay. I've got it 2 hours, 20 minutes.
Pee a lot, but like every hour is fine. Some people are like, well, I don't want to pee every hour. And you're like, it's just a natural process, man. But every 20 minutes, I can understand that.
My, you know, we drive 3 hours to go to the mountains. And my family's like, it's been an hour and 10 minutes. Why haven't you had to stop yet? Like, instead of an hour.
Yeah, that's, traveling's always the hard one. That's the one that we run into personally, because both of us, we drink water consistently. And
it's, yeah. Like, so I've tried drinking less in anticipation of a road trip, and it backfires because we end up in the mountains at altitude where I need more water. So then I get pounding headaches, and then I'm like, I get altitude sickness. And it's like, you don't have altitude sickness. You just didn't drink enough water.
So, and that's a, altitude sickness is a good point. That has a lot to do with hydration too. I know that when we, every time, and flights are a little different. Like when you go on a flight, you come down into altitude, that can be tough because it's a quick change. But like driving, I'd always noticed driving, we never really had a problem. But again, being in fitness for 15 plus years, water is a part of your life, right?
Yeah.
So I never had a problem with that. Times when I was younger and probably drinking more than I should be, I would have a little bit of issue with it. But yeah, it's just, there's just too many, it's funny because there's too many benefits to not, you know, like, or that come along with being hydrated than to not, I guess.
Oh, it's just, I agree. It's just absolutely low hanging fruit. And I thought we should do it this month because we, like, just to some of the basics, you know, like CrossFit methodology. Once you get to the advanced stuff, come back to the basics, do the basics again.
Yeah.
Make sure you're doing it right.
Every high level athlete practices the basics consistently. Do you read a lot?
A lot. Yeah.
Have you read, do you know who Tim Grover is?
No.
Relentless. So Tim Grover was Michael Jordan's personal coach.
Did the guy Chasing Excellence just interview him or just talk about him? Do you listen to that podcast? Bergeron? Yeah. Do you listen Probably. To his podcast?
So he was Kobe Bryant's coach as well.
I feel like I was just listening. They did a book review podcast, and I think this was on their list of books to read. Do you recommend it?
Yeah, no, it's great for anybody that's a driven kind of person, athlete, has kind of a winning mentality. It's called Relentless. And it's about winning and how you have these high caliber athletes like Michael Jordan. And the basis was how he was so good because he would drill and redrill the basics. And those people, the thing that's consistent across all of those types of people, like you look at Tom Brady, Dwayne Wade, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, all those guys, they're always practicing those basic things. They warm up with basics, they do that. So water, for instance, is a basic bottom of the barrel
right
aspect of your
life. Let's talk about some more strategies. There was a woman, I did bodybuilding before I did CrossFit, and there were some of the girls that would train with me, and they literally would carry jug with them all day. Yeah. Like it was like either half gallon or full gallon. And they were like two of these. And it was like, it was like a reminder that they were doing this thing. I remember when I first got a Fitbit, it wasn't that I wanted to track my steps. It's that I wanted a visual reminder of that I was a healthy person. On my wrist all the time was like, hey, I need to make some good decisions. Like, it's like a, you know, those like little bracelets that people wear, like all the visual, the representation. So I think for them having this thing is like the representation of like, I'm a bodybuilder, or like, you know, this is, I don't know.
No, that's, I think having it in front of you is the key. It's the same thing as eating properly. If you have that food already made up, it's easier to eat and not deviate from that. I have found that if you have a hard time getting in four of these a day, get a half gallon and do two of them. right? Make it easier on yourself. Have a hard time with that? Get 1 gallon. Yeah, it's heavy. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. But you know when you're done with that 1 gallon that that's where it's at.
And if you want to be lighter, just drink more.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't hold on to stuff as easily. Salty meals go down a little bit easier if you are constantly hydrating. Now, one thing I do want to warn against, because it happened to me personally, is what's it?
Do you want me to look up the word? No.
Hyponatremia.
If you drink too much, you get sick.
Do what?
It's if you drink too much, right?
Correct. So what that is, y'all, is it's I'll give you the actual definition here. Low blood sodium. It's a condition that means you don't have enough sodium in your blood. A lot of that's caused from over hydrating. So like if you go from 8 ounces of water a day and all of a sudden you start drinking a gallon, you're going to probably run into that issue. And you won't notice it until it's there. So what it does is it flushes out a lot of the minerals and stuff out of your body, and it leaches some of that stuff. So you can't necessarily assimilate the stuff that you're eating.
So how do you recommend that people who go from one cup of water go up to a gallon?
Ramp it up. And that was the point of this conversation here, was like, if you are if you don't just dive into it, right? Just again, just like everything else, like CrossFit, like you can't, if you've never snatched a bar and you want to go try to snatch 185, don't do it. I don't recommend that. Like, start small. If you drink one glass of water a day, maybe start drinking three throughout the day to start, and ramp it up over time.
And do that for 3 days to a week.
Yeah.
And then the next week, change your goal.
So again, kind of, and this may be related, it may not be, but a couple of years ago, when I wanted to be more consistent with that, I was probably drinking a lot more coffee, was having a lot more booze in the evenings, not enough water in the day. So it's like, all right, we got to fix this. Dove right in. It was like, I'm going to go back to my gallon. I just start carrying my gallon around. And then about 2 weeks into that, I started getting real bad heart palpitations, and it was almost like, what is it called when you have
like fast heart rate. Attack?
It's an actual, it's an actual condition. Anyway, where your heart, it's not an arrhythmia, but
you thought something was majorly wrong with you.
Yeah. So I went, and it would happen when I would go into a workout. We'd start doing a
Metcon,
and I'd have to stop because it was, trying to find the name of it. Starts with an A. Anyway, so one day I went to the ER, and they were like, well, we'll get you checked out. And it turned out it was nothing. And I think, because after a couple more weeks of that, I got my water more consistent and it balanced out, and I never had a problem again with it. So I think I had a little bit of that going on, is why I bring it up. So it can be a thing. I wouldn't necessarily be super, super concerned about it, but it is a thing, the hyponatremia.
I like the electrolyte powders for that. Like, it just is like to avoid the fear of that, because I don't want to wash out all my salts.
Yeah. And if you're an athlete, I think it's fine. One, you know, even if you want to do it, like if it's your thing, like flavor it. If you want to flavor your water, I've heard that complaint. Like, well, water's bland. Okay. They make plenty of shit.
Or do sparkling water. Get a soda stream for your house and just sparkle it.
Definitely.
And sparkling water actually helps a lot if you're trying to lower your alcohol consumption. Having sparkling water is really useful.
Yeah, so we've been I'm almost 70 days into
75. You're 70 to 75?
Yeah.
Wow.
No alcohol. And a couple of times I've gone out and done some events like parties and such. That's the saving grace is always a sparkling water.
Yeah, to have something in your hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would recommend those, especially for parties and stuff, or if you're out at a, I had to go to a couple of happy hours for work and stuff. And it's like just a sparkling, or club soda is perfect for that.
It is perfect. Yeah. I also, if you're trying to lower alcohol, just as a tip here, you can be the one who gets the drinks. Oh, I'll grab it. And then nobody has to know you're not drinking. If you get yourself a club soda with lime,
yeah,
it looks like a drink and you bring everybody else their drinks. Nobody even has heard that you do not have alcohol in your drink.
No, it's vodka soda.
Or you, I mean, yeah, lie or don't lie about it, but it looks like it.
It just looks like it. People never really question. That's a veteran move right there.
I stopped drinking a little while ago, like over maybe a year and a half ago by this point. I love it. I love being sober. It's like, I don't know. It's just cool.
That's kind of how I went into this year. It's been a long time. I took a couple breaks when our kids were being born. First kid took 9 months just to help out with Shelly. The second one, I had some during, but it wasn't like in your face type thing. It was like, I'll have a beer here or whatever. It wasn't a whole lot. And then for this, it was like, I probably could take a break.
Yeah. Simply
from a standpoint of like, I'm just not productive. And it's like, it makes me tired and it just makes me lazy.
I felt like it affected my sleep, actually, was sort of why I was like, how would I sleep between 2 and 3 a.m. if I did not drink last night? And resting heart rate, the effect is really interesting because it lasts like 3 days, like 2 extra beats up for like 3 days.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I have a Whoop, and my RHR from the beginning of the year, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, until now.
Yeah, from now until, so January 1, my average was 45. And today my average is 39.
Is that like how that's your resting heart rate? Is that what that is?
My heart rate overnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't even do cardio.
Yeah, it's super slow. So like if I'm sleeping in the middle of the night, like my breathing rate is super slow too.
Yeah. That's really good for you. If you keep doing that, your heartbeats of your whole life will last you more years.
It's directly correlated to alcohol consumption, 100%.
I wonder if we could circle back to water. I've never done the experiment on myself, like to see if it affects it. That would be an interesting one.
I bet it does. I bet being dehydrated would totally affect it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be so.
Altitude affects mine for 2 or 3 days. Because we sleep at like 7,800 feet in the mountains. If we're hot or high when we go.
We go up. So a couple years ago, we went to Breckenridge, and where we stayed was at 9,600.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize Breckenridge was that high.
Half the people in the house woke up with like blue lips in the middle of the night. And like, I guarantee you, my heart rate was probably 25 beats higher there than.
That's crazy. Here.
Yeah. So, all right, we could wrap this up. I think we're about done with this.
Exhausted water.
Let's do a summary on all of this.
Okay. In summary, water's good for all the processes of the body. helps you recover faster, helps avoid injury, helps avoid sickness. Did I miss any?
Let's highlight the avoid injury thing. It does really, really help with that, y'all. So if you're out there working out in a CrossFit gym, which literally every one of y'all listening to this are, make sure that you're drinking enough water. And if you keep having little pangs that pop up and little bitty nitpicky things, look for this thing. Are you getting enough water throughout the day? It's subjective on how much that is.
You can use your urine as an indicator.
Yeah. And a good baseline for most people is going to be at a minimum half a gallon. That's just a good solid baseline.
They all, there's also this, what's said is like your body weight in ounces. Yeah. So if you want to do that math, you can do that math, but we're not all that different in body weight for how many, I mean, it's like it's, one extra cup or two extra cups. It's not a big deal.
It's like, you can do a lot by feel. I would recommend at a minimum half a gallon, depending on your overall body weight and size. But, you know, like somebody who is 5'2" and 120 pounds, you know,
it's going to need a lot. Yeah.
But again, if it's their thing, it's not the end of the world to get a little bit extra. So.
And then to highlight how to get more, to summarize how to get more, leave it in front of you. Carry a water bottle around. If you want to count it, you can use rubber bands or there's an app on your phone. You can do tally marks. You could get a chalk sticker on your thing, you know, and then do those little chalk marks on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything to keep you reminded about it. I think the best thing is just have it visible at all times, personally.
And
just
wake up in the, sorry.
Carry it around with you. Be that person that always has a fucking water cup in your hands, you know?
And when you wake up in the morning, start the day with a two or three cups.
Yes. Yes. 100%. All right, cool.
Good luck tonight. Oh, tomorrow night.
Yeah. Same goes. I'm going to sit down and watch the announcement here. See what we're up against.
Hopefully one workout. Hopefully sets a 10 double unders or less.
No doubt.
I wouldn't be surprised, actually, because this has really been very like basics based, unless it gets very complicated today, you know, unless they do all the complicated stuff.
Which is interesting because it's like, it leads into the next, you know, it separates the engines. Then whatever comes next is going to separate the strong people. And then whatever comes next is going to separate the strong people with the engines. And then you have the games.
What about the skill? You know, like all the skill is different than the strength. You need the skill on something.
Skill comes at the very end. Then you have the people that are strong, engines, and have skill, and they're the winners.
We'll see if we're all wrong or right.
Yeah, whatever.
It's nice chatting with you.
You too.
All right. I'll catch you next time. Yep.